Now listen to him as he proceeds here in verse 4. Concerning the works of man, by the word of thy lips, I have kept from the paths of the destroyer. And that path of the destroyer, of course, is none other than Satan. And because of his presence in the world, that's the reason that God's child should be alert. David was. And today the child of God should be very much alert and aware that we're in enemy territory. David was in enemy territory, hiding from Saul. Well, we're in enemy territory. This is the bailiwick of Satan, by the way. In Pergamum, you remember the Lord Jesus said that was where Satan's throne was, and he commended the church. I don't know where you are today, but some of us think Satan's throne is very close to Los Angeles, by the way. But when he speaks here that his lips were undeceitful here in verse 1. It's the perfect picture of our perfect Lord, the Lord Jesus. Remember what Peter said, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. And it was said of him who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. And therefore, he says here, let my sentence come forth from thy presence. He was willing for the Lord to balance things off, the things that are equal. Behold the things that are equal. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not asking for justice from God. I'm asking for mercy. I feel like I need mercy, and that's what most of us need today. Now, I wish I could dwell longer on the points in this psalm, but we must move down into it. And as we do, will you notice here, and I'll just read now. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tested me. Shall find nothing. I purpose that my mouth shall not transgress. Verse 3, what a picture of our Lord. Verse 4, concerning the works of man, by the word of thy lips, I have kept from the paths of the destroyer. In other words, he didn't fall into Satan's trap. We sometimes do. Verse 5, hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. It's a real plea you see in prayer, a pleading prayer. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou who savest by thy right hand those who put their trust in thee, from those who rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. And you remember that expression on eagle's wings. We have a little book on that, that God said to Israel, you see what I've done to the Egyptians, how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. What a picture you have. Where we are placed today, in the shadow of thy wings. The Lord Jesus said to Jerusalem, how many times I'd have gathered you as a mother hen gathers her little chicks. Where? Under her wings. That's the picture here.